In Kansas, coronavirus has mostly shown up in cities and suburbs. But now, infections are creeping into rural areas, places with less medical equipment and older healthcare workers. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service interviewed a physician in the small town of Neodesha, anxious about the fast-approaching pandemic.
Physician Joe Meyer's number one fear is that hospitals could fill up in cities like Wichita, about an hour and a half away. He's worried that would leave some patients without the care they need.
I haven't slept a good night's sleep in probably 2 weeks now.
His 15-bed hospital in rural Neodesha, population 2,300, doesn't have an intensive care unit. Most Kansas counties don't. It will send patients with severe COVID-19 to better-equipped facilities as long as it can. But Kansas officials are exploring options for field hospitals, and research from Harvard University's Global Health Institute shows that the state's big hospitals will easily run out of beds if the virus moves fast.
We're going to create ICU-level care if Wichita becomes full and Topeka becomes full and Kansas City is full, where we have all of our pulmonologists, where we have all of our critical care doctors. These patients are going to have to stay here, and we're going to have to take care of them, whether we have ICU beds or not.
Wilson Medical Center had just one ventilator, an absolutely critical tool for treating people who are seriously ill with coronavirus. A local charitable trust donated $30,000 to help it get more ventilators. The doctors and nurses at Wilson Medical Center are also freeing up space to put patients in beds normally used for wound care or surgical recovery.
And then, if need be, depending on the severity of the cases, you know, there's always the possibility of having to just set up cots.
To make the whole situation even more difficult, Southeast Kansas lost a few hospitals in recent years. So Myers Hospital, for example, fields cases from outside Wilson County, too.
We help service the community of Independence, Kansas. Mercy Health Systems closed that hospital down, and so they have a freestanding ER. There's not a hospital facility there for a population of about, you know, 9 to 10,000 people.
What Meyer really wants is for residents in his corner of the state to help slow the spread of COVID-19. A study last year in the New England Journal of Medicine found rural doctors are older than urban ones. Most rural physicians are over 50. More than a quarter are over 60.
We have some great physicians here, but there's only four of us at Wilson Medical Center, and two of them are over the age of 80. They both still practice full-time, but when this happens, I can't safely have them around patients because if they get this, they're at a higher likelihood of severe illness.
Rural residents tend to be older, too, so they're also more susceptible to the virus. Among people over the age of 65 who get COVID-19, nearly 30% end up in the hospital. Meyer says plenty of elderly residents in his area are holed up in their homes trying to stay healthy. But he worries lots of rural residents aren't convinced the pandemic can do much harm outside big cities.
I have spent my entire life in rural America. I want them to understand that it's not a matter of if it's going to hit here, it's a matter of when. And the exposure that we're going to run into here can be blunted if people practice appropriate social distancing. And that's not having all of your family over to your house. You know, you can be outside your home, you can go on hikes, but keep away from other people and isolate yourself. You're protecting your neighbors, you're protecting your grandparents and your parents and things like that.
That was Dr. Joe Meyer in Neodesha. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMEW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.